of the Lord Almighty. This is a solemn and searching principle. For all who feel that they have unhappily gotten themselves into such a yoke, they are not walking as disciples, nor are they publicly or morally on the ground of sons. God cannot own them. Their secret relationship is not the point, but they have put themselves thoroughly off God's ground. They have foolishly thrust their neck into a yoke which, inasmuch as it is not Christ's yoke, must be Belial's yoke. And until they cast off that yoke, God cannot own them as his sons and daughters. God's grace, no doubt, is infinite and can meet us in all our failure and weakness. But if our souls aspire after a higher order of discipleship, we must at once cast off the unequal yoke, cost what it may, that is, if it can be cast off. But if it cannot, we must only bow our heads beneath the shame and sorrow thereof, looking to God for full deliverance. Now, there are four distinct phases in which the unequal yoke may be contemplated: the domestic, the commercial, the religious, and the philanthropic. Some may be disposed to confine 2 Corinthians 6:14 to the first of these, but the apostle does not so confine it. The words, "be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers," he does not specify the character or object of the yoke, and therefore we are warranted in giving the passage its widest application by bringing its edge to bear directly upon every phase of the unequal yoke, and we shall see the importance of doing so ere we close these remarks, if the Lord permit. 1. And first, then, let us consider the domestic or marriage yoke. What pen can portray the mental anguish, the moral misery, together with the ruinous consequences as to spiritual life and testimony, flowing from a Christian's marriage with an unconverted person? I suppose nothing can be more deplorable than the condition of one who discovers, when it is too late, that he or she has linked themselves for life with one who cannot have a single thought or feeling in common with him or her. One desires to serve Christ, the other can only serve the devil. One breathes after the things of God, the other sighs for the things of this present world. The one earnestly seeks to mortify the flesh with all its affections and desires, the other only seeks to minister to and gratify these things. Like a sheep and a goat linked together, the sheep longs to feed on the green pasture in the field, while on the other hand, the goat craves the brambles which grow in the ditch. The sad consequence is that both are starved. One will not feed on the pasture, and the other cannot feed upon the brambles, and thus neither gets what his nature craves, unless the goat...